3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Zach Wheeler tonight matches his career high with 14 strikeouts. As he dominates the Reds this evening, just one mistake, the homer to Suarez to start the inning. But what a performance by the all-star Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, Scott Franski gets it. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today on a Wednesday as we are on LeBron James watch. Elliot Shore Parks will be in studio with us at 11 o'clock. And, of course, a lot on the Sixers as they continue to try to lure LeBron here to Philadelphia. And how about Zach Wheeler, the all-star snub last night, 14 strikeouts. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philly. Hey, I met what I was about to say. Zach got that dog in him.
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah.
You okay? Zach.
Yeah, no, because we were just talking about an old teammate of mine, and I was about to say Matt, but I meant to say Zach.
Sure, yeah.
Got that dog in him, man. And I have no problem with him being petty. I have no problem with him stating exactly how he feels about this all-star stub, especially when you talk about the fact that he might not be pitching in 3 years. You know what I mean? 3 to 4 years. He might not be pitching. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Well, I love it. And last night he was awesome. 14 strikeouts. He pitched angry last night against the Cincinnati Reds. Phillies win behind Wheeler, who was incredible last night. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 14 strikeouts, no walks. And Hugh, we're going to get to what Zach Wheeler said after the game because he had a lot to say about Major League Baseball and really totally screwing him over. And even yesterday there was another round of kind of alternates, right? Like a bunch of guys can't go because they're going to pitch on Sunday, like Wheeler. So they replaced those guys, including Jesus Luzardo. So congratulations to Luzardo, who's an all-star. But Zach Wheeler is not an all-star, which makes no sense to anyone with a half a brain, including Zach Wheeler. We'll let you hear what he had to say. But Hugh, I was thinking about something this morning after watching Wheeler last night. Wheeler was dominant. And now, you know, on the season, and we know his season didn't start until the last week of April. Mm-hmm. But on the season, Zach Wheeler is now 9-1 with a 2.28 earned run average. He has been just as good as he always was. Really, I mean, you talk about his season so far, it's not that much different than the season he was having last year, mm-hmm. pre-injury, got hurt, comes back, and he's basically the exact same guy. And Hugh, it made me think that I made a mistake. I made a big mistake. And Hugh, a few weeks ago, when we had our top 11 week here in Philadelphia, I had Zach Wheeler only 5 on my list. Mm-hmm. Now, I put him in the top 5. I didn't want to knock him down too far. But he shouldn't even been that far down the list. He should have been higher. And I think there's a legitimate case to be made that we made a mistake as a city, as a radio station with the top 11, us mm-hmm. and the listeners, mm-hmm. because we did this together, right? So I looked at the list this morning just to kind of refresh my mind. Zach Wheeler was 3rd on the full list, combining people
at
WIP. It is pretty good. But perhaps he should have been even higher. I mean, he's been near the top before. He was my number 1 a few years ago. You watch him pitch, and it's like, why did we have him as far down as 3, or even I had him 5? Where'd you have him? 9?
I didn't have him on. Did I have him on my list? I don't think I had him on my list.
Oh, my. Well, if anyone needs to have a mulligan here, go ahead. Take your mulligan.
Who was 2 on the all-time list?
You mean like this year's list?
Yes.
Like the full list?
Yes.
It was Christopher Sanchez 1. It was Kyle Schwarber 2. It was Zach Wheeler 3. That's how it came out.
That's fine. You got 3 of the Phillies on the top of the list. And to be fair, given the information that we had at the time we made the list, that's still respectable.
Sure.
Now, he's exceeded that given, you know, what he's been through, given the circumstances that he's been through. He's exceeded all of that. But I think 3 is respectable under the circumstances.
It is. I'll say this. I want a mulligan, and if I could go redo it, I would have him higher than 5. 5 was too low. 215-592-9494. Do you want a mulligan for your top 11, Hugh Douglas?
No, I don't.
No, get the hell out of here.
But you know what, though? Stop. I will say this. I feel strongly in saying this. That if I was ever in a street fight mm-hmm. and I wanted somebody to be to my back, it would be, even though he's smaller and wiry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Zach.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Zach.
I would not mess with Zach Wheeler.
We might take a L, but he gonna fight tooth and nail.
Yeah,
like I like that about him, man. He doesn't say a whole lot. You know, when his agent was talking about, he's not the flashiest guy. But, man, you talk about attitude.
Wow.
Yeah, when you – he's that cat. If you make him mad, he's going to tell you exactly how he feels. You're not going to have to wonder how he's feeling.
Well, it's 2 weeks in a row. Remember, last week he was pissed at Don Mattingly for taking him out of the game after 4 2/3. Yeah. So Mattingly got the wrath last week. Now it's Major League Baseball. Let's hear from Zach Wheeler after last night on how the snub from the All-Star game kind of fueled his start last night.
I know you're a competitive guy. With all that's happened the last week, you know, not getting through five last outing, somehow not being selected to the All-Star game. Did that add fuel to the outing tonight?
Yeah, of course it did. You know, it's a shame that, you know, the rules are what they are. Just because I pitch on a certain day, can't pitch an All-Star game or even be there. So, you know, it's something that they probably need to look into.
Well, they do need to look into it. The whole thing is ridiculous.
I like how T-Mac set it up, too.
Oh, he put it on a tee for him.
Professional.
He's like, you know, I know you're pissed last week, too.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and fuel this fire.
Yeah.
We're going to add some more kindling to this.
Well, he was right. And Zach Wheeler, you know, I think he appreciates, and you'll hear him say it here, that we're all behind him. I mean, this is one of those things where everyone agrees. Zach Wheeler should be at the All-Star game. He should be there. He should have been named originally.
How do we fix it?
Well, I don't think we can because he's pitching on Sunday. We can't fix it.
You know what? I know I'm going to him a little bit premature, but Kyle has a suggestion. I want to see if Kyle was willing to share it with the people.
What?
I'm talking about the suggestion. We were kind of bantering around this morning. I hate to put you on the spot.
That's okay. We were talking about, well, I mean, Lizardo could do the right thing.
You want Jesus to give up his spot?
Well, come on.
But hold on.
What?
Hold on. This is not Rudy, where the whole team's going to come in and drop their jerseys on the coach's desk. So the guy I don't think Wheeler would.
It's not Rudy.
This is not Rudy. Come on. No.
Why can't it be?
No. Do you think Wheeler wants it that way for Jesus Lizardo?
Well, no.
It's his first All-Star game.
I will say this. Given the way Zach Wheeler feels, it has to be uncomfortable in that locker room. Right.
That Lizardo got the next spot?
I'm not talking about Lizardo directly.
Yeah.
But you know, the Bryce Harper thing one day.
With the legend thing.
The legend thing with Bryce Harper. And then Lizardo getting the nod. That's a little uncomfortable.
Well, I guess. I don't think he's annoyed at his teammates. No, I think he's annoyed at baseball.
Well,
he's not annoyed at his teammates.
Okay, let me workshop this.
Sure.
I'm not saying he's annoyed at his teammates, but he's looking at his accomplishments. He's looking at his efforts from this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Rib is in the closet somewhere in his house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a competitor, right? And a lot of times when you're in a competitive mode, because he's in competition mode right now. He's that BMW, what they call that BMW competition. Like, he's in competition mode.
Yeah.
And you're looking at, and this is this is not my feelings. This is just the way that I'm framing it to give you a better understanding of how he probably feels. You got the pandering chief over here who just released the scepter shoes yesterday that begged for, you know, the people to get him to the All-Star game. You got that, right?
Yeah. Now, Bryce has the numbers that belong in the All-Star game.
I'm just saying, but when you talk about somebody, when you talk about what Zach Wheeler has meant to this game and the fact that he might be gone, again, this is not how I feel. This is just how I'm framing it. You got the pandering chief that just released the scepter shoes over here. He's going to the All-Star game, right? And then you got somebody who's deserving to go, but I would say in Lizardo, but not as deserving as you given the circumstances under which you came back.
I would agree with that, yeah.
So I'm not saying to do it because this is your first All-Star game, but when you're an All-Star, I assume because it's like this in the Pro Bowl. If you're a Pro Bowler, you're a Pro Bowler. And if you let the alternate go, then you still get your Pro Bowl stuff. You get your jersey.
Yes.
You get all this other stuff.
Your resume.
Yeah, it's part of that. So I'm not saying to do this, but it does make it a little uncomfortable knowing that you're going to be in an All-Star game. It's the first one, but feeling like Zach might be a little bit more deserving to go.
Well, I agree with you. Zach is more deserving than Lizardo, but this is on baseball. I can't ask Jesus Lizardo to give up his All-Star spot for Zach Wheeler. Again, this is not Rudy Rudiger here. This is Zach Wheeler. He's the highest paid pitcher in baseball. This isn't a walk-on at Notre Dame in some fictional movie. I mean, like this.
No, it was a real movie.
Well, I mean, I know, but it was okay. Sorry,
documentary.
It was not a documentary. It was.
It's a biography.
It was a Hollywood version of a true story. No, it was not a biography.
Documentary.
Didn't Sean Austin play him? He's an actor. They're all actors.
Frodo.
He got Shot Live.
Yeah, he wasn't Frodo. He was Sam G. Wise.
Sam Wise K.
Sam G. Wise K. Something like that.
Excuse me. We're flying here. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Zach Wheeler, obviously appreciative of us behind him here.
One thing that I thought was awesome is the embrace from the Philadelphia Phillies fans about you not getting in, just how much it would have meant to them as well. Not only to you, but to them as well.
I mean, you know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me, my family. We obviously wanted to be there. You know, it's special. And especially being in Philly, you know, you take a lot of pride. And, you know, that's what I was working for this whole offseason was to hit that first goal and then hit the second one and hit the third, which is the World Series. So, you know, now that that's, you know, going to pass, we're on to the next.
You know, you said it a few minutes ago, Hugh, this is a guy that probably doesn't have that many years left, right, in his career. He's been on the record saying that this contract might be it. Now, he did say to us in spring training this year, never say never, but, you know, we don't know where this is going. He sounds to me in the last week when he talks about this, like reflective of this might be my last one, it's certainly my last one, maybe at this level, and it's here. I think it meant a lot to him.
Yes.
And baseball just screwed him multiple times.
And that's why I have no problem with it. Now, I'm not asking anybody to do anything that they're uncomfortable with, you know, because that's not fair. Because, like just for an example, and I'm just using that as an example, I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody.
You're really trying to get Jesus to give up
this
spot.
No, I'm not.
Unbelievable.
No, this is Kyle's fault.
I love how you're trying to pin this on me, by the way.
This is Kyle's fault.
Okay. It's your fault.
But I'm not trying to push.
You are.
Anybody to make any decision that makes them uncomfortable.
You absolutely are.
But when you look at Lizardo and where he is in his career, it's safe to say he's probably going to, like, he's broken through, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get the nod to go to some more All-Star.
Probably. Game. I would agree with that, yeah.
Wills, this is a special moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you know, again, I got to preface it by saying this. I'm not telling anybody to do anything, but it would be a noble thing to do. You know what I mean? Because you still going to get your jersey. They still going to make it. I mean, it'd be pretty cool. Because we know Bryce ain't going to do it. We know he ain't going to do it. So we ain't even asking Bryce. Because Bryce begged. He begged everybody to be in the game. And then, you know, he brought the All-Star starter pack out. He brought the Scepter starter. By the way, those are some nice shoes, though.
Oh, come on. I don't need any more starter packs with anything.
No, I'm just saying. He failed last year with the competition, the rivalry pack or whatever. Mm. The Scepter shoes are okay.
I could do with less shoes by Bryce Harper. All right, can we hear one more from Zach Wheeler? And he did not hold back here on Major League Baseball.
It pisses me off, and, you know, it's kind of BS. So, you know, if I wasn't necessarily right in there, I wouldn't be saying this, but I feel like I've earned it. And just because I pitch on a certain day, you know, I can't pitch an All-Star game or even be there or get, you know, the recognition for it. You know, they could have did it a few different ways. Maybe, you know, put me in. Maybe, you know, I didn't necessarily have to get chosen right away, but, you know, I feel like I was right there. So maybe they put me in and automatically just shoot me right back out and put somebody else in. You know, there's certain ways to do it. And, you know, you figure they would have a clue about it by now, how many All-Star games they've had. And, you know, I think it's kind of just a BS rule that, you know, just because I pitch on a certain day, I, you know, get punished for it, I guess.
I do not have a problem with him workshopping how they could fix this. But the easiest fix is, like I said, I'm not telling anybody what to do, but you know, we all know the easiest fix.
No, I don't even think. All right, let me ask you a question quickly. 215-592-9494. On Zach Wheeler, the All-Star stuff, did we make a mistake with him, you know, not being the number one? And now Hugh Douglas is just, you know.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, Hugh Douglas is riding with this one. That. Hugh Douglas believes that Jesus Luzardo should give up his All-Star. Yes, you
I'm not saying that.
We're attributing that to you.
It's on you.
You're a tattletale. Tattletale.
You secretly wanted to do it, but he wanted to blame it on Kyle.
No, I just thought, like, we're sitting there. You were on your way in, and I just was like, hey, that's pretty interesting.
Let me ask you this question.
Well, you know, I'm going to be the bigger man and not admit where I got that idea from.
Okay, all right.
Who named names?
No. Let me ask you.
I'm not like you, Hugh.
What's that?
2002. Hugh Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
12 and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Pro bowler. Let's say you got snubbed, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to use a player on your defense that year that, you know, was good, but maybe not, didn't have those kind of accolades yet. Mm-hmm. Let's say Sean Barber made the Pro Bowl.
Sean Barber,
yeah. All right, so Sean Barber makes the Pro Bowl. And he's like, you know what? Hugh Douglas deserves it. You can have my spot. Would you take Sean Barber's spot on him?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
You know, yes. I believe him. I believe
him. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kyle. Oh, come
on. He'd be like, hey. Bobby A, that's a stand-up thing to do, then, bro. Appreciate you.
And then if anyone asks, see you guys.
I'm going away.
And then if anyone asks you about it, he'd be like, huh?
Listen to what he's saying, though. He feels some type of way about it. It's something to be said about feeling like this might be the last time you travel this road.
Well, and especially because it's here, it meant something.
So I don't have a problem with Willard voicing his opinion about it. We can make this right. It's easy. Not telling anybody what to do.
This is unbelievable.
No, I'm just saying.
I think we need Uncle Sam Douglas back.
Unbelievable. Poor Jesus Lizardo getting dragged through the mud by Douglas for no reason.
Jesus, man. All I'm saying is, listen, you're a grown-ass man. You know, do what you want to do. But, I mean,
we're not turning Zach Wheeler into Rudy.
Can you even give away your All-Star?
I've never heard this before.
You probably can.
What do you mean you probably can?
I don't know. Because I didn't play baseball. I'm just assuming.
But what if Jesus Lizardo wants to give it to Aaron Nola?
Okay, in the Pro Bowl.
There needs to be.
The commissioner steps in.
In the Pro Bowl, in the voting, after everybody's voted, you see who the next man up is. You know who the second alternate is or the third alternate,
right,
whatever.
Right.
So if you know that he's the second alternate to you or the first,
bow out,
whatever.
You're saying you should bow out.
Bow out. Because you're still gonna get invited.
Yeah,
you're still gonna go.
No, again, we're turning Zach Wheeler, the highest paid pitcher in the sport, into Rudy.
Yes,
I'm not turning him into Rudy.
You turn him right into Rudy.
No, I'm not. But you're righting a wrong. That's all you're doing.
We got to find the scene where they all drop the jerseys on the desk and Rudy,
and Rudy couldn't play. Like Rudy could not play at all.
Rudy got a sack in that game.
Yeah, because they laid down.
215-592-9494.
It's in the documentary.
It's not a documentary. Yeah, Kyle, what do you think on this whole Wheeler thing?
So, I'm not just saying this because I'm afraid that Wheeler would come down here and kick my ass if I didn't.
He might.
But you know, when we did the top 11, and I noticed everybody sort of just grandfathered in Lane Johnson to a spot. Because he'd been there, done that, consistently great all the time. We probably should have had more consideration to Wheeler at the top of the list.
Yep.
Number one or number two. I mean, it's not his fault that he had to miss some time because of the shoulder thing. But, like, just how remarkable is it that he's been able to be this dominant coming back from that injury? It's unbelievable. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess we probably just should have put more thought into how consistently great and dominant Zach Wheeler is. And I love the fact that he's pissed off.
It's great.
Was there any bigger lock than Zach Wheeler going out there and just shoving after, one, being pissed off at Mattingly for taking him out of the last game, and two, being upset about the All-Star snub? You know, maybe it's a good thing that they keep snubbing Zach Wheeler on things because he just comes out and puts his best effort out there every time after this.
It wouldn't shock me if he goes on a huge run to win the Cy Young. I could hear him in his Cy Young acceptance thing, like, not bad for a guy that didn't make the All-Star team. Like, he uses all this stuff for fuel. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here on the Wheeler thing, how well he pitched last night. Did we make a mistake with top 11? Hugh obviously needs a mulligan. And Hugh Douglas's idea that he's putting his name on, that Jesus Lizardo.
Well, technically, it's Kyle.
Okay,
Kyle's.
Whoever's idea. This is ridiculous.
This
should
is
give
Kyle's
up his
baby.
Spot to Zach Wheeler in the All-Star game. Chris in Middletown is up. What's up, Chris?
Happy Snub Wheeler Day, man.
It is a Snub Wheeler Day. What's up, Chris?
Crazy.
Listen, I got to right some wrong for our boy Zach here. Mm-hmm. Dude, you hot take artist here at WIP got this number top 11. It needs jacked up because y'all got it wrong. Mm. And listen, what I need to do is, here, this top 11 needs to be amended. We need to correct the wrong, okay? Bring this top 11 into the HR. And, hey, Ronald Blinken, you need to correct the wrong here, okay? Do something. Do you do anything around there? Anyone with a set of eyes knows that Wheeler's number one, okay? And just because dopes like Hugh Douglas, who didn't even put him on his top 11, because, you know, he's pushing his own personal agenda because he says pitchers aren't athletes. Remember that?
We didn't forget that.
That's skewing things. So, you know what? I again, Mr. Lincoln, be the box, boss, get out there, wake up from taking your nap and drooling on your desk and do something about this. Fix the damn problem here, okay? And you know what? As far as this all-star thing, this all-star game thing, this thing's got me all cranked up. Lizardo, when I saw Lizardo was going, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because Wheeler's pitching on Sunday, this is total BS. And Zach is right, and I'm glad Zach's mad. And I'm glad, dude, that's the wrong cat that you want to make mad, because keep that man angry, because you see how he is. He's a gamer, so keep him mad. But he's getting taken over a barrel here, because you know what? He should be an all-star. And here's the worst part about this.
Yes.
You know this. You know in his contract, if he's named as an all-star, there's a little bag of cash that comes with that. So not only is he getting snubbed from the title, you know, you hit a man in the wallet, you really get his attention. And I bet you that's a little bit what's going on in Zach's mind. He's like, yo, stop trying to keep the bread off my table, okay? So you know what? And, guys, I'm going to leave you with something else, too, about yesterday, and I know you're going to get to this later in the show. I agree with Andy. Andy's a smart caller, good fantasy player, by the way. He's a good fantasy, not like Kyle. Kyle stinks. But listen, if Stay Puff Marshmallow Aaron doesn't want LeBron here, then I'm in favor of getting him, because Meatball Sub Aaron is dumb when it comes to sports. I want a championship. I'm not looking for a man to go date my daughter. And speaking of which, you, Scottie Pippen, if that was me, Scottie be sipping, because I'm throwing hands. I'm picking up a rock, a brick. Whatever
I mean,
it is,
come on.
You'll be drinking through a straw. Have a good
day. All right, Chris. We were all over the place with that phone call between Aaron and Scottie Pippen and Rudy Rudiger and Wheeler over here. You guys are something else. 215-592-9490 for your calls on all this today. Zach Wheeler snubbed from the All-Star game, shoves last night. He's so pissed after the game. I got Douglas over here saying Jesus Lizardo, who's now an All-Star, has to give up his spot.
It's an unbelievable take.
I didn't say that.
You did. You alluded to it.
I think that's
wrong as it is that Wheeler has been snubbed. Lizardo should not give up his. That's like a charity case. And I don't think Wheeler would want it that way, just because Hugh Douglas wants to steal his teammate's Pro Bowl appearance in 02.
At the very least, Lizardo doesn't have to give Wheeler his spot, but he could bow out and allow baseball the opportunity to make the right decision.
If they would. I mean, they had three new replacements yesterday, and the guy that's the best pitcher didn't get in.
You know what? If he does it and they don't, maybe we'll get another 14 Ks from Wheeler next week.
That's good. All right. 215-592-9490 for your calls on that. Apologies in advance for Hugh's Clues that's coming up today. We have a great prize to give away. Plus, I'm starting to get my hopes up for LeBron James the Sixer. I'll explain why next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jillian. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Park's going to be with us at 11. We'll let you hear what Bob Myers had to say. A lot of interesting. Bob Myers on with Max Kellerman on his podcast. We'll get to that about Embiid, about LeBron, about Jaylen Brown. That's all coming up on the show. But Hugh, I got to tell you, I've been seeing some stuff, and I've gotten to a place I didn't think I would get to with this LeBron thing. Well, obviously, we want LeBron James, right? You and I want LeBron James on the Sixers. I'm all into this. But, you know, we've been down this road before. I mean, 2018, the Sixers pursued LeBron James. They got a meeting to which LeBron did not attend back in 2018. That was the sign he probably wasn't coming here. But I never actually thought he would come here in 2018. I just didn't believe it. I didn't think it was going to work out. It didn't seem to line up. He wanted to go to the Lakers. I kind of knew where that was going. I got to tell you, though, I'm starting to get my hopes up for this one. This one feels like they actually have a legitimate shot to get him. And I never felt that the last time. This time, I feel it's a little bit different. And I am starting to get my hopes up here that the Sixers are actually going to land LeBron James. And I just didn't see that coming before. Can we hear the latest? Yes, sir. First, let's hear Shams on the three teams that are starting to emerge here as the teams in this.
When the Sixers got Jaylen Brown, I did some research, and I found out within 24 hours, like, he's taking their pitch really seriously. And so I look at it when I talk to teams now as kind of a hierarchy of Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia. And then I think there's some teams on the periphery.
Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia, and then some teams on the periphery. That means we're in the top tier. Yes.
I mean, it's exciting, man. It would be great. You know, there are already people talking about, we had some water cooler talk this morning, and they were asking me, you know, do you think LeBron's going to come here? It's a good chance. And if he does, it's going to change the landscape of everything. I heard Charles yesterday talking about the fact that, you know, now that we have Jaylen Brown, we're a legit contender for the next 3 to 4 years. Mm. LeBron comes here, man. It's when you think about him being here, as old as he is, 42 years old, with all of his basketball knowledge, you have to look at us as a potential favorite in the East.
Well, I agree. I mean, I actually think you can make the case that LeBron James, because the East has so many good teams, the Knicks, they'll go in as the favorite, right? They won the conference last year in the championship. But so many other teams that are getting better, LeBron could kind of tip the scales here in the Eastern Conference. Let's hear Brian Windhorst on LeBron James and what teams are hearing, feeling, thinking as this goes and continues.
I have other people that I see and talk to every day that are very close to LeBron, that are spending time around LeBron. And he's not telling them.
On that note, do you think LeBron knows now or no?
Yes, yes, absolutely. He knows what he's going to do.
Can you count on one hand how many people
Chris,
you think?
Chris, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? You know, 13 people know. 13 people know, and they've known for 17 minutes. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't feel like anyone has real intel on this, but here's what they do know. They probably know the teams that are not going to win. Like, I just keep thinking about, like, the Minnesota Timberwolves are not signing LeBron James. LeBron James is not finishing his career in Minnesota for a team named the Timberwolves. I don't care they have Anthony Edwards, who's a great young player. I just don't think he's going to go there. I think it's going to have some sort of storybook ending. That's what he's going to want, right? So Miami, he goes back to that whole thing, right, and plays with Giannis. Okay, I could see that. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, obviously, is the storybook ending. It's where he started, went back, and now he finishes. Okay, I could see it. Philadelphia has a hook. I mean, this is the biggest big market team that hasn't won in the longest time. And it's a hook there. My hopes are getting up. I am starting to do it. Let's hear from Richard Jefferson, his former teammate, saying he knows. I guess he's one of the few that has some intel. Here's Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, he told me, but I can't tell anybody.
I hate all of you.
He told me.
You sat here and boldface lied to me and the roadies.
No, well, the roadies I don't give a f- about. But I'm just joking, roadies, kind of. I really don't care. But no, he told me exactly what was going to happen. He told me the date that he was going to tell the Lakers that he moved away. He told me where he was going to go. He told me not to tell. But I know the whole plan. Me, him, Rich Paul, we've been talking. So I kind of know their whole strategy. They're waiting on some other dominoes to fall, right, to make sure everything's aligned. You notice how once he told the Lakers he wasn't coming back, they signed all the players the next day. So he's just waiting on a couple of things. So me and him are going to stay together. We're probably going to chop it up today. We've been really kind of game planning how we want everything to go for the next point. But
a couple of dominoes.
Yeah, I don't know if Richard Jefferson's kidding around or not.
Well, they treated him like high school, because that's kind of how he sounded.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing when it comes to LeBron. There's probably some truth to it. He probably added a little bit of icing mm-hmm. on that cake to, you know, that's why they were laughing, because somebody else said, I know too. But they probably have an idea of where they want to go.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, he knows the teams that are interested. He knows what their rosters are. He knows what their chances are. I mean, and he knows what he wants. I've reached the point. I didn't know I'd get here. I mean, I want LeBron from the beginning. As soon as this became even remotely possible last week when they traded for Jaylen Brown, I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's get LeBron James. But now I'm starting to think we got a real chance here. I'm getting my hopes up. 215-592-9494. Now, Kyle, we know where you stand on the idea of getting LeBron, but now where do you stand on the idea of it actually maybe happening?
So I have a dictionary open back here, mm-hmm. and I'm looking up the definition of a sucker.
Yes.
And it's
say Joe Gilliam.
Yeah, and it's
okay.
Freshly printed,
okay.
Joe Gilliam.
That's fine.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Nope, I'm not.
You can't fall for this.
Dude. I am.
We are being
head
used.
Over heels. Head over heels.
We're being used. I'm calling BS on this entire thing. This is all a part of LeBron and Rich Paul squeezing out the most amount of attention that they can possibly get mm-hmm. on them.
Well, they're getting it from me.
Sure, I know they are, and because you're a sucker. I don't. You know, a little bit of a theory here. You can tell me how crazy this might be. I don't think he wants to go to any of those three teams that we named.
Well, where's he going to go then?
Well, I think that's where we come in. He says, "Well, look how badly Philly wants me."
So you think he's trying to get somebody else involved?
I think he's trying to get other teams involved. That's what I think. I think we're being used, kind of like the Bobichette thing. I think we're being used. You're falling right into LeBron's trap.
I think what you are is jaded, and you've been hurt before, and you don't want to be hurt again.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to be hurt if LeBron doesn't come here. I prefer that he doesn't.
Sure. Well, I know you do, which is crazy. All right. Where are you at this morning? 215-592-9494. Are you getting your hopes up? Like, are you starting to think this is actually going to happen? I think there is a legitimate chance he comes to Philadelphia.
Okay. I'm going to guarantee he does not.
Oh, that's not. That's not a guarantee.
This is a Kyle Quinn guarantee.
No.
LeBron is not going to be a Sixer.
2018 felt like a guarantee. That felt like, you know, that was almost embarrassing to think we could get him now. Right. I mean, this is different. This is different.
We'll check back.
Rich Paul talking so highly about Maxi and Brown. Wow. Bob Myers on the podcast. Rich Paul talking about his own client
in a really positive way.
Jalen Brown and Edgecombe. I don't think he has those guys. Bob Myers on the podcast. I'm just saying.
Maybe he wants those guys.
Probably does. He wants Edgecombe as his client. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right. Listen, Zach, man, don't worry about that, man. I just want you to stay focused. Keep pitching the way that you've been doing, man. And, you know, just take it out in the World Series. Get us there and win it in the World Series, bro. Like, you know, I know that messed up your money a little bit, but guess what? Something you can't buy is a World Series, so let's get that. You know what I mean? And I want to say, hey, Hugh, sometimes, you know, we overlook players. You know what I mean? And I'm not asking you to apologize.
Tell him, Will. He overlooked him.
Did you maybe overlook Zach a little bit?
He did.
Just a little bit.
Did I overlook him? No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, he's anti-pitcher. We've established that over the years. Yeah.
But being as though your name is Reckless, you know you always recklessly speculate, right?
Reckless.
I give you a new name, Denzel Douglas. Because you kind of corrupt now this season, man, with a lot of your sayings. But, you know, it's all good for the radio. But I just want to say this. For Embiid, man, listen, there's no way you shouldn't be embracing the players that, you know, the Sixers is trying to give you. In 12 seasons, bro, you've been asking for this, and now that you got it, you should be embracing it. This could be an actual championship run for you. You know, you did great in the Olympics, and you played hard in the Olympics because you had great players around you. Now you're being surrounded by great players. I need that same energy that you gave in the Olympics right here this season. And hopefully we do get LeBron James, because you know why? That's going to put you in the paint, and be that's where you need to be this season. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable again, baby. So listen, if we do get the ball goes, baby, it's time for you to step it up, baby. This is your time. And if you don't get it this season, it ain't going to be a season that you get. It's time for you to dominate where you belong. Down low, baby. You're the best center in the league. You just got to step into it, who you are, bro. We've been waiting for 12 seasons. This is the season. You're surrounded by shooters. We don't need you on the outside. We need you inside. So, baby, I need you to come and come correct. I need you to get in shape. I need you to play hard every game. And I need you to play the whole entire season. This all depends on you, Embiid. You're still the number one, but guess what? If you keep it up, you'll be number nine. So listen, we need you to get your act together, embrace the new teammates, embrace the team, and guess what? Let's go back to the championship. This is our season, and the only way it's going to be great is feel great. So let's go, Embiid. Let's go, Sixers. Let's go, Philadelphia. Let's keep bringing this winning spirit all the way through, baby. And let's get at least two championship wins this year for two teams, baby. And I'm out.
Now we're talking, Will. You know what I love about Will?
What's that?
Sometimes, you know, he's at a 5. And then the music hits, and he goes to a 10 instantly.
Yeah, he got. He's a gamer.
He's a red light player. I mean, when you need a bucket, you go to Will, and he's got it for you. Jeff in Wilmington, another red light player. What's up, Jeff?
I love Will.
He's great.
He does hit the mark every time, just about. Okay, so the Joel Embiid or the LeBron thing. Yeah, I want him to come here too. That whole thing with Richard Jefferson or whatever, that clip, that I don't believe one single word of what that guy was saying.
Yeah, he was like smiling through his
it sounded like a joke.
It sounded like, only 10 people in the world know, and Richard Jefferson happens to be one of them. I don't know if I buy that.
Now, of course, there's no doubt that LeBron's plotting and planning on where he wants to go. I mean, anybody would. If you're in his position, you want to go to the best place possible. I mean, Cleveland sounds like the logical place. If he really is having – if this is his last year playing. Now, what he could do is come here for 1 year, win a championship, and then play another year in Cleveland. That's what, you know.
He could, yeah. Possible. No, I mean, and at this point of his career, Jeff, I mean, like him moving around, that doesn't bother him. So he could do whatever he wants for 2 years.
And everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
And I have no reason to believe that this is his last year. I mean, why? He's still playing at a pretty high rate, even for his age. For anybody's age at that, as far as that's concerned, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit, Jeff, before you make your next point of Brady at the end. Like, logically, his age, you would have been like, oh, yeah, he's about to be done, and then he just kept playing, right? He just kept going.
I know.
I mean, he could do the same thing, sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So as far as the Zach Wheeler thing, the idea that Major League has a rule that says a player cannot be not only not play but not be named to the All-Star team if he pitches on Sunday is ludicrous because there's no other pitching rules during the season. Like, you can literally pitch every day if you want to. You know what I mean? It's up to the team and up to your body and what your body's telling you. So, you know, I just think it's crap that he should be able to be named to the team even if he doesn't pitch at all. At least come out to the foul line and line up and get introduced as, you know, one of the players.
Yeah, get to experience it. And Jeff, he was talking about his family, and I'm pretty sure he has young kids, but if my memory serves, yeah. Like, I think his kids are, maybe the oldest ones, are probably old enough to kind of think it's cool and maybe remember it. So, you know, that would have been great for them to experience that. You know, maybe if they're, whatever, 4 or 5 now, like, they could have remembered, like, their dad at the All-Star game and the cheer, and he won't get that. Like, that's
it's
crazy. Yes, yes.
It's here. It's not like it's in Seattle or San Francisco.
Right.
You know? And having Lizardo named, I mean, he's had a decent season. I don't know if he's All-Star worthy.
No, we're getting to the point now where it's like the Pro Bowl when everyone bows out and then we start having all these alternates go. Like, obviously, and Jeff, good phone call. Lizardo's good, and he's not that far away from, you know, maybe real consideration. I didn't think of him as an All-Star. Like, when we had all these discussions last month, I don't think any of us said, hey, Jesus Lizardo should be there this season.
No.
And that's okay. I mean, I don't mind that he's going. I'm not like Hugh Douglas here wanting the guy to give up his spot.
I didn't ask him to give up his spot, but I'm just saying.
You actually demanded.
I thought I presented it in a mature, adult way.
By blaming it on Kyle?
I didn't blame it on anybody.
Yeah.
It was
don't blame me. This was Kyle's idea.
No, I'm not saying people are going to blame me regardless. But
good.
But I presented it in a way where I thought it made sense. Because you got Bryce over here that, you know, he pandered his way.
He's a legends pick.
He's a legends pick. And when you think about that, when you told me, when we broke down what a legend pick is, you said it was basically a guy who's on his way out of baseball. And they give him one last hurrah.
Like when Kershaw got there, like as a mascot last year type of thing.
I didn't say all that, but you did.
He did.
So you're talking about Zach and the fact that he's made it clear that he might not play. He probably won't be in baseball 3 years from now. Made that clear. And, you know, Bryce gets in. And then Lizardo gets in after Zach makes the, you know, statement that he made that he feels like he's been snubbed and the fact that he can't get in. I mean, because it all kind of runs together. Because when you listen to what he said and Lizardo getting the nod, he's basically talking about he didn't get the nod because he had the pitch. That's kind of how I heard it.
So one quick,
because that's kind of how it played out.
One quick thing. So Rhea gave this to us before we started the show today. So she there's this article that was written just a couple days ago, and it was these like frequently asked questions about the All-Star game. And about the rules and you know why each team gets a representative, like those kind of things, right? So the last question on this thing, and this is from MLB.com. I'm going to read you the question, the frequently asked question, and then the answer from the writer. Question, are starters who pitch the Sunday before the game allowed to participate? So that would apply to Wheeler, and that's why he wasn't named to the most recent, like, you know, kind of additions. So here's what the answer says. Initially, Sunday starters were deemed ineligible. That would be Wheeler. Then they were allowed to make the decision themselves, albeit limited to a single inning if they opted to play. Now, clubs or players are allowed to make requests for usage accommodation if there are factors such as IL stint, recent surgery, innings workload, or other reasons that would affect the pitcher's availability. If an accommodation is granted, then the parties agree on the pitcher's status and workload availability. Here, we played the cut earlier. Zach said he would be willing to go an inning on Tuesday, you know, the All-Star game next week, even after pitching Sunday. So to me, if he's saying, I will pitch, because I think they put this rule in because they were afraid of not having enough pitchers at the game that literally could pitch, right? Mm-hmm. Like they just were there, and then they run out of arms because they don't want anyone to pitch 3, 4, 5 innings in an All-Star game. So I understand why they came up with this rule, like, all right, if you pitch Sunday, we're not going to take you because we need people to pitch. But if Wheeler is saying, I will pitch on Tuesday, I don't care that I pitched on Sunday, then why aren't they taking him?
Good question.
It doesn't make any sense.
Don't know. And I think that I honestly think that with him making the big stink that he's made, there's going to be a push to try to get him in. Because, I mean, he deserves it. When you talk about what he's been through and the way that he's pitching, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he the pitcher that had this surgery? Didn't he come back stronger than the last guy? Because who are we comparing him to?
Merrill Kelly, I think, is who Wheeler offered up.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He said it was similar to what he had.
This is the best I've ever seen one of these guys come back from.
And with that alone, I think he should be in it. Since, you know, Bryce took the Legends thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Bryce took it. They gave it to Bryce.
He did.
They gave it to Bryce. He begged for it. Okay.
I mean, am I lying? Where's the lie?
Well, he begged for our votes.
Where's the lie?
He begged for our votes. Okay, Baseball gave him the Legends spot.
Okay. Yeah.
The problem is,
I mean, and I get it. Like, listen, I'm not taking a shot at Bryce.
Scorched earth on everyone today.
No, I'm just saying.
Poor Lizardo. I mean, this is going to get back to Lizardo. By the way, Jesus, this is Hugh Douglas from the Midday Show saying you should give up your spot.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I did not say that directly.
Well, if you haven't annoyed everyone enough already, can we get to our prize to give away today? We have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m., Citizens Bank Park. It really kicks off everything this weekend here. Pair of tickets to give away today, and we're going to do it with one of our favorite games called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Before I get a first clue, I just want to say my feelings are hurt. My feelings are hurt. Because the way you frame that is like I'm annoying people already. And then you said it.
And then now this.
You just
wait.
You just said, if I haven't annoyed them enough, here's Hugh's Clues. Basically, that's what you said, but it's cool. I'll bounce back from this. I'm okay. I got big, broad shoulders out there. All right, so this is the first clue. Are you ready for this? After the last couple days, I decided to make it a little bit easier.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, given that it's summertime, I said that I'm going to do something that I think that everybody likes. And this one is a flavor ice cream.
Everyone does like ice cream. It's very rare to meet someone who doesn't like ice cream.
And it's like, you just gotta, like, the first clue is ice cream.
Okay, so it's a flavor of ice cream.
Figure out what flavor I'm thinking about.
All right, pair of tickets on the line.
And then listen to the story after I tell you about this flavor ice cream.
It is a great story Hugh has loaded up for later in the show. All right, flavor of ice cream, your first clue today for Hugh's Clues. Let's go to David in Westchester. David?
Hey, Jeff, you need to release the junkyard dog, Douglas. Put him off that chain, let him tack MLB, because absolutely Jesus Lillardo should be giving up his spot.
You guys are too much.
You're 100% right.
You guys are too much.
I agree. Hugh made a good point.
What do you mean, Joe?
Do you guys think
Wheeler would want it
that
way?
Myself.
You think Wheeler wants Jesus Lillardo, first-time All-Star, to give up his spot?
Yes.
So we want Wheeler wants to be treated like Rudy. You guys are serious.
No, it's not Rudy.
It's exactly Rudy.
It's writing an MLB wrong.
No, it is Rudy. All the players went and said they won't play unless Rudy plays.
History is going to repeat itself.
They dropped
like we
their
saw
jersey
the
on the coach's desk. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Documentary.
Do we have unselfish you? There's so many I can't
selfless.
Keep track.
That's me all day.
Selfless Douglas.
Unselfish,
selfless
yeah.
Douglas. Selfless.
Yeah, look, box, we saw a new Hugh today. I don't really like him. I like the old Hugh, but that's okay. It's good he has
feelings. It's growth. It's a sign of growth. It's growth.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, no, I mean, Wheeler needs to get – I don't care how he gets in there. I don't care who's got a bump. I don't care who has to leave. Wheeler has to be in there because – As I stated before, this is about the fans, Joe. This isn't about Lizardo. This isn't about Wheeler. This is about the fans. Fans want to see Wheeler. Everybody wants to see Wheeler. Wheeler deserves to be there. And, you know, this is a travesty, and it does have to get corrected. And if they don't do it, I won't boycott baseball. But, you know, hey, I'll boycott baseball. How about that?
You know what? If you say it loud enough, they might listen. David, what do you got for Hugh's Clues? What's your guess? A flavor of ice cream.
Now, are you kidding me? Hugh, I love you, but Jesus Christ. Bacon,
that should be
bacon
easy.
Ice cream.
Bacon ice cream. Not it, David.
Really good guess. Yeah.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that.
They have like every, dude, every kind of ice cream you could think of.
I'm not surprised they have it. I've had the, back in the day, I had when they, you ever have a bacon like in a cupcake or on a cupcake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a maple bacon.
Yeah, maple bacon. Yeah,
they do have bacon ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, people throw bacon on anything.
That's not a bad guess, though.
It's a great guess.
No, it works for Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up here. Zach Wheeler, did we make a mistake not having him high enough in the top 11 a few weeks ago? And Hugh Douglas's bold idea, Jesus Luzardo should give up his all-star spot for Zach Wheeler. I totally disagree. Where do you come down? And are you starting to get your hopes up for LeBron James coming to the Sixers? I am. I'm sorry. I'm starting to think it's really going to happen. Where do you come down on that? Are you also feeling that way? Elliot joins us on the other side of one of your calls. Elliot, live from the barbershop, apparently, on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.